The angel said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" But again, Jesus said to her, "Mary." In the name of Jesus, amen. So Christ has died. Christ has risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. You know this. You believe this. You gladly confess this. And I believe that's why you are here, after all, at 6 a.m. in the morning. Indeed, heaven was his home, as we know. But in love, he made our tomb his own. And why? For what purpose did he go through all that suffering? Essentially, that he would empty our tomb of all its fear and all of its dread, so that we would think of our tomb sort of like a dressing room where we mere mortals put on immortality, this immortality of our victorious Lord Jesus Christ that he wins for us this morning. Because his bodily resurrection, you see, is a resounding yes and amen to our every plea and prayer and hope that death indeed has lost its sting. I mean, otherwise, as St. Paul reminds us, we would be a people most to be pitied and mocked for believing in such an elaborate and grand hoax. Yes, we know that Jesus died, but we also know and believe that he truly rose from the grave. And because we believe that he lives, even though we die, we know that we will live with him. And this is the tether of your baptism, that he pulls you through this life in that water of your baptism with all its crosses and all its sadness and even death. And he brings you to a life that has none of those things. So this is a happy and blessed morn. It's a day that is not only filled with a sun that we know that will warm the earth and make spring visible to the eye in all of its beauty. Far more, we know that it's a day where the Son of Righteousness has risen with healing in his wings, and we know that shall raise the dead and make cemeteries into gardens that shall blossom forth a holy and righteous people. And yet, as I thought, as even as hopeful as that is, and as joyous as that is, there remains a shade of sorrow and sadness. The promise, as you know, is still held in the cradle of faith and not in the perceiving eye. So as the hymnist has it, we early hasten to the tomb and all we see is breathless clay, or in Mary's case, no one at all. And everything is solitude and everything is gloom. There's bitter memories, there's present brokenness, there's future fears. It all remains to the eye and the heart unresolved, even in the light of the Easter morn. And so it was for Mary that day. As she exclaims, "They've taken away my Lord." And not only do her lips speak these words, but her heart breaks to even utter them. She weeps. She burns with his holy love for the dead body of Jesus. And how could she not? Think about it. For it was he whose very lips had driven out this demonic darkness from her heart. He had given her a reason to live and to laugh and to love again. He had given her a hope and a peace. And now he was gone. Grief is the shape that love takes when the object of our love is gone. And as far as Mary's eyes were concerned, Jesus was gone. You know it well. We all know it well. When cherished friends depart, or beloved teachers severed from his doting students, or simply when people die. It's like a thirsty glass being taken from its fountain of joy, and this immeasurable pain and longing ensues. There's no question that in the coldness of the tomb and crucible of life and the relentless assaults of the devil, it's often easy to believe that Jesus, your joy and your life, has been taken from you. Satan's tongue, life's bitterness, the crucifixion, it doesn't look sacred and holy and life-giving. It just kind of looks cruel and senseless and a dead end. I mean, maybe there was a time when you were convinced of the sacred nature of Jesus' death and resurrection. But I suppose that was when life was a breeze and things were really easy in life and the truth merely kind of rolled around in your head as kind of a doctrinal teaching. But now, in the cemetery, faced with the reality of the loss and the aching heart, you're not so sure. Standing beside the tombs of loved ones, the devil loves to whisper to us that bodily resurrection and a new world is simply a mere fable, a mere idle tale, as the disciples received the news from the women. Seeing death can easily make you doubt that you will ever see resurrection. I mean, it can even blind you to Him who is the resurrection and your life, even though He's standing right in front of your eyes. For so it was that morn with Mary. And here is, I believe, one of the great Christian wisdom here in this text for us for Easter morn. The most certain source of your resurrection is the voice of Jesus, is the lips of Jesus, is the word of Jesus. And so it is that He speaks her name, Mary. And then what happens? Look it. No longer is He merely a gardener who's simply going about tending grass and flowers and making sure these things grow. But now she recognizes that He is her resurrected Rabboni, her teacher, who has tended her body and soul her whole life, who has kept all His promises to her, even the ones that were hardest for her to believe, and the ones that certainly Satan sought her heart to discount. So we learn that the promise of our resurrection is not in the tombs or in the promises of the world or even in the strength of your own heart. You don't find assurance of resurrection there. You find it where Mary did, in the word that called her. Because that word that called her is the same word that calls each one of you. For like her, you are a child of God. You are sheep of His pasture. You are never outside His gaze, no matter how dark it may get. Now, certainly, had the shepherd never said that He would rise from the dead, we would have never believed such a fantastic, or as some people might say, silly thing. Had the prophets never foretold it, had the apostles never hearkened it to all the four corners of the earth, had our parents or pastors not catechized us in its comforting truth, we would have remained by the tombs weeping and grieving without hope. But thanks be to God that they did catechize us. Thanks be to God that they did baptize us and teach us what our baptism means and what it gives. That they raised us in the light of the resurrection to face the impending tomb. Yes, imperfect vessels as they are, preaching and teaching yet a perfect and unassailable truth into our ear and upon our hearts, so that now we believe the impossible to be the possible. That our eyes are not ultimately the source of truth and comfort, but rather our ears alone, attuned to the lips and the deeds of Jesus. So the psalmist will say, I came before the dawn and I cried because I very much hoped in your words. We came, yes, in the dark and were crushed by the law, by the sting of death, by what our eyes beheld or what they did not behold. And so we wept like Mary. But we know that we do not weep as those who have no hope, for our ears cling to the promises of God that have been spoken to us and now live in our hearts and upon our lips. Yes, we mourn, but we know that Jesus wipes away all tears. We know that our hearts break, but we know that Jesus mends our hearts and makes them new by the body and blood that we eat and drink. And yes, we seek life surrounded by death and enemy, but we know that we shall find it. Why? Because Jesus has promised it. So early we hasten to the tomb, like Mary. And though everything looks dead and without life, and perhaps all is solitude and gloom, it's nonetheless ripe and ready for resurrection by the Jesus who calls it forth by his word. For he calls each of you by name, out of darkness and a misery you could not bear, and into a marvelous light that at least lightens your load in this life. And one day that load will completely be removed. And Jesus will call you out of your grave and into resurrection and a new world, and you shall behold him in your flesh, with your eyes, and your heart shall thrill with joy. You know this. You believe this. You gladly confess this. After all, that is why you have hastened not to a tomb, but to Jesus, who is the resurrection in your life. Happy Easter, dear saints of God. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.